Unit 7. Cultures. Recording 7.1.
How do you prepare people to do business internationally?
How we prepare people to do business internationally really depends on the task that they're undertaking on behalf of their company or organisation. For example, if you're being sent by your company to live and work overseas for a period, say, of 2 or 3 years as an assignee, then we would provide you either with a 1 or 2 day program covering such issues as cultural awareness, practical issues of living in, working in, as well as how to deal with culture shock, which everybody goes through when they go on assignment. We'll also deal with particular issues such as schooling, healthcare, and in particular parts of the world, increasingly with security. However, if, as is the case now, many more people are not actually going to live overseas but have international responsibility, you need a different set of learning tools. And that is, first of all, a general cultural awareness and understanding of how you should really operate when dealing with people with other cultures, teaching you how to negotiate contracts, communication, just generally, whether that's by telephone, by email, or by even by the written word. The words that you choose have a very different effect on the recipient, depending on which culture you're conversing with. Another important area these days is presentation skills. In the past, it's been assumed that you use the same presentation from your home country when presenting to a multicultural audience. That's very much not the case. And we teach people, even down to the kind of words you use on the slides, the colours you use, and indeed how to deal with questions and answers and manage your audience, because of course in different cultures there's a different response. Finally, it's very important, we believe here at Farnham Castle, to underpin all this with some ability to communicate in the host language. Whilst English is still very much regarded as the international language of business, it is increasingly expected that people will make at least some effort and attempt to learn the language of the people that they're dealing with. Particularly in a social environment, it really demonstrates an interest and an affinity with the people that you're trying to build relationships with. And of course, business is all about building relationships.